one of the two great feasts in the history of humankind, the second being what we call the Last Supper. It was during this meal when Jesus gave us his body and blood with the invitation, take and eat, drink of it, all of you. The midnight hour, for all of its somber tones, presents human extremity as God's opportunity. Paul and Silas, in the 16th chapter of Acts, were unjustly imprisoned for preaching the gospel. Where they had once been called to follow Christ, the apostles were now being called to suffer for Christ. They refused to be silent. In the darkest recesses of prison, they faced an uncertain future. In the midnight hour, the two men felt compelled to glorify God. In the midnight hour, when they could have been weeping in despair, the brothers were constrained to rejoice in hope. In the midnight hour, when the apostles could have been depressed and broken in spirit, that living water in their bellies bubbled up and flowed out in extravagant praise. What will you do when the call comes in the midnight hour? This year, during Holy Week, what did you feel was the midnight hour? Surely not the day that we celebrate as Palm Sunday. Or was it? Because we know that Jesus knew that the celebration would be short-lived. Was it the preparation of the Passover and the Last Supper, where Jesus answered Judas saying that, yes, it is you who will betray me? Was it during the time in the Garden of Gethsemane on the Mount of Olives, where Jesus spent the night praying while his disciples slept? Was it the betrayal, the trial, and the beating before the cross? Was it the time of Jesus being on the cross and the darkness came over the land? Or was it between the time that Jesus was taken from the cross and the resurrection? For you, what was the midnight hour during Holy Week? In living in the Spirit, Alan Jones wrote the following: at our worst and darkest moments, we can affirm that we are God's handiwork, that God's image has marked us forever, that the most real thing about us is the Holy Spirit who dwells in every human heart. We have been born anew, and the mark of Christ is on us. I can almost hear the trumpet as Gabriel sounds the chord at the midnight cry that we'll be going home. When Jesus comes again, will you be ready to answer the call?